God is another name for infinite intelligence. To achieve anything in life, a piece of this intelligence must be contacted and used. The seven responses of the human brain are avenues to attain some aspect of God. Level 1. Fight or flight response. You fulfill your life through family, community, a sense of belonging, and material comforts. Level 2. Reactive response. You fulfill your life through success, power, influence, status, and other ego satisfactions. Level 3. Restful awareness response. You fulfill your life through peace, centeredness, self-acceptance, and inner silence. Level 4. Intuitive response. You fulfill your life through insight, empathy, tolerance, and forgiveness. Level 5. Creative response. You fulfill your life through inspiration, expanded creativity in art or science, and unlimited discovery. Level 6. Visionary response. You fulfill your life through reverence, compassion, devoted service, and universal love. Level 7. Sacred response. You fulfill your life through wholeness and unity with the divine. A manual for saints. We are like newborn children. Our power is the power to grow. Rabindranath Tagore. Religions vary widely on how to know God, yet every religious tradition has saints. Saints are spiritual achievers. They exhibit deep love and devotion, but saints are more than saintly. The love is an outflowing of their nature. And since saints begin life the same as the rest of us, developing a natural sense of love, forgiveness, and compassion represents a huge accomplishment. Not only have they reached the spiritual goals set forth by their religion, but they prove that the resources exist for getting there ourselves. A manual for saints doesn't exist, but if it did, the following realizations would be right at its core. Evolution cannot be stopped. Spiritual growth is assured. Action is always noticed by God. Nothing goes unheeded. There is no reliable guide to behavior outside your own heart and mind. Reality changes at different stages of growth. At some level, everyone knows the highest truth. Everyone is doing the best they can from their own level of consciousness. Suffering is temporary. Enlightenment is forever. These realizations come from paying attention to the countless clues left by spirit. No two people see God in the same way because no two people are at the exact same stage of waking up. Yet, in those moments, when the five senses give way to deeper intuition, each of us gets a glimpse of reality. And as our minds process some remarkable event or insight, reality delivers a scrap of truth. To judge by the outer show, everyone's life moves rapidly, if chaotically, through scene after scene. You might never suspect that there was even an inner journey. Saints prove that there is. Having arrived at the goal, they can look back and say that just beneath the surface, human life has a pattern, a rising arc. The road to sainthood begins in ordinary circumstances with ordinary situations. There is no shorter path to God. Because we all have egos, we fantasize that we will simply leap to the top of the mountain where the halos are handed out, but this never happens. Inner life is too complex, too full of contradictions. In spiritual exploration, the map shifts with every step you take. Which brings us to the question, where do I go from here? The rising arc of spirit isn't always obvious. It gets obscured all the time. We don't think about sainthood when corporate downsizing threatens our jobs or when the divorce papers are served. But at dramatic moments, the soul drops clues into our laps. And then we have the choice to pay attention or not. Your soul will always be in communication with you, and over time you will heed what it says. That is why it is useful to cooperate in your own awakening. Your enemy is not evil, but lack of attention. The various practices known as prayer, meditation, contemplation, and yoga have been highly valued over the centuries because they sharpen attention and make it easier not to miss the clues to spiritual reality. A spiritual person is a good listener for silent voices, the inner voice that plays its beliefs over and over in your head until you move on to a new belief, bringing with it a new voice. The saint sees that we are all hooked into the same level of infinite intelligence, creativity, and love. God and your soul are in perfect communication. The message breaks down for reasons we have been detailing: ego needs, distortions of perception, lack of self-worth, and all kinds of traumas and wounds that defeat our best intentions. By not knowing who we are, by not knowing what God is, by not knowing how to connect with the soul, we fall into sin and ignorance, obstacles that exist in consciousness and can be cleared away. What's the one thing you can do today to grow in spirit? Stop defining yourself. You are beyond definition, and therefore any attempt to say I am X is wrong. You are in the process of redefining yourself every day. Aid that process, and you cannot help but leap forward on the path. It takes a lot of attention to look in the mirror because our masks do not stop looking back at us. But if we take any issue facing you, your attitudes will be a clue to your deeper beliefs. And belief is where the real change must occur. A belief is like a microchip that keeps making the same interpretation of reality until you are ready to pull out the old chip and install a new one.